a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I need a ruling from you two.
Okay.
Are you two horners?
What?
Do you get on the horn much?
Oh,
Loggy does.
Oh, look, I know I shouldn't, illegal, but I love a toot-toot goodbye, and okay. I love a toot-toot g'day, and I love a beep. Yeah, I'd say.
Maybe you're not the best one to answer this. You seem like an overuser of the horn.
You're a real horn dog.
Yeah. Just cool yourself down over there.
Okay.
I'll direct it more to Tommy, but chime in if you'd like to.
Yeah.
Yesterday, pull up at a set of lights.
Sure.
Behind two cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you do the little like you look up like just to see the car in front of you?
Yeah.
Have they got their right indicator on?
Mm.
No, all clear. The one in front of you clearly doesn't have their right indicator on. Cool, I'll stay in this lane.
Right, instead of going to the left lane because I'm going straight.
Yep, because I can see there are oncoming traffic waiting at the traffic lights.
Do you want to tell us what intersection this was?
This was the intersection of Noble Street and
Packington Street. I knew it where the milk bar is.
No, Buxton Real Estate's on your left there.
Isn't that not what's diagonally over from Buxton?
Probably don't need to get
back houses.
Oh, Shannon, I'm thinking of the next one up. Sorry,
that's all right. That's okay. Sure. At that intersection. Can happen at any intersection, though. You do the look to make sure, no right indicators. Cool. I'll stay in the straight lane.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to the left to get around. Lights turn green. Front car goes.
Yeah.
Second car, as it moves forward, still no indicator, then flicks the right indicator.
Oh, you can't do that. Classic Newtown behaviour, though.
Yeah. I'll do what I want when I want.
Was it an Audi?
Oh, it was a pretty fancy car. Does that warrant a get on the horn, or do I just have to roll with it and go, just be patient, Cameron?
I think in that case, I think you can give a horn if you're anyone else like but Cameron Ling. Because you have to think about it from a Cameron Ling's face point of view.
Like a brand.
Brand. Like, that's how I'd say it. Because if you were I'm in a rush or whatever, you know, I mean, road rage isn't good. But you'd be like, oh, for God's sake, whatever, go around. But if they did it, I don't know. I think sometimes you have to wear it.
It's not going to cause an accident. So I would, if somebody veers into my lane on the highway driving up to Melbourne and they haven't seen me, I'm in their blind spot, whatever reason, I'll give a quick little toot just to go, hey, I'm here, and they go back to their lane.
Oh, so you're calling her an over-tooter.
No, I don't even do that. You're an
over-tooter. No, I mean,
you're a nervous tooter.
If they're about to crash into me.
They're already merging and they don't see you, then
So I give a little toot, just go, hey, you've obviously haven't seen me, get back.
That's not what you say.
That's avoiding an accident.
Yeah.
This isn't avoiding an accident. This is just pure pent-up rage inside me going, you could have turned your right indicator on a full 30 seconds earlier and I would have been sitting in the left lane going around you. You annoy the hell out of me.
But don't you have the opportunity to change? Like maybe they changed last minute. I want to go.
No, they were sitting in that lane.
Yeah, they knew.
But
maybe they were like, whoops.
Nah. They're probably on their phone doing something.
Oh God, I hate the phone. You know they're on the phone.
Oh, you know it.
So there's a God-given responsibility to the person that is first in line at a turning arrow, and if you do not go as soon as that arrow turns, you are a bad person.
Oh yes, correct.
Because you're on your phone or you're fluffing about.
Yeah.
I don't care if you've had to wait through the whole cycle of the lights. You need to be on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agree with that completely. So, if that was the case and they don't go, quick little tap of the horn, just, go.
Yeah.
We've got to get through. Fine. Somebody, maybe an accident, maybe they haven't seen your blind spot. Fine.
Yeah.
But can I just, if I'm sitting there and someone turns the indicator on late, do I have to just roll with that or can I just get on and hold the horn down for a good 8 to 12 seconds?
Oh, you can't hold the horn down.
Oh, no. I wanted to yesterday.
Was it a toot and drive or a toot and wait?
I didn't toot. You would have been so proud of me. I held on to it.
You aggressively drove around.
We won't say that.
Well,
no aggressive driving, road rage, no to all these things.
No to all these things. But I wanted to hold the horn down, drive around, still be holding it down, hang out the window, giving all sorts of signals.
What are you doing yet? But
it's very against Cameron Ling's brand. And maybe get your driver to do it next time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
did Jeeves have the day off? Sorry, did he? The Tom, Ling.
Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A pettiness warning here to all those who are listening.
Okay.
There is massive pettiness coming, but I don't care.
Okay, heavy pettiness.
Yes. Mother's Day is just around the corner. How many sleeps did you say it was?
Five sleeps.
Five sleeps till Mother's Day. Now, I will probably through my little sister, but we will, together with my big brother who lives in Newcastle, organise a present for our mum.
Darling.
Nice.
Yes,
Laurel.
Yes, we love Laurel, love you, Laurel, very, very much, and we'll make sure that mum's all sorted. However, there's also a responsibility, given the age of my kids, that I have to at least either facilitate or directly purchase a present for my wife, Dodzy, the mother of Max, Henry and Jed.
Beautiful mum, beautiful human, all-round yes. A-plus legend.
Well, A-plus is strong.
What do you give your wife? What score would you give her?
Well, this is where the pettiness comes in.
All right.
And it's related to presents.
Okay.
Cast your mind back. Like we do in Guess the Year, back to Father's Day last year.
Yeah.
The grand total of presents I received, organised by Dodzy, not the little ones that the kids bring home from school or, you know, make cards in the classroom, yeah, which were magnificent.
Yeah.
Grand total I got from Dodzy, on behalf of the boys, zero.
Oh, zero. I forgot about that.
Zero for Father's Day.
No.
Zero for Father's Day. 2 months later,
yeah.
2 months later, Dodzy went and, to her credit, magnificent performance, did the New York Marathon, girls' trip in New York and LA. I gave her a list of, wish list items.
Yeah.
Hey, any chance? I love my NFL. Could I get this jersey? Maybe grab me like this T-shirt, maybe an NBA top or something like that. And also for the boys, could you maybe try and get a singlet for this player and this player and this player? Comes back from her trip. Here you go, Maxie. Here's a New England Patriots quarterback jersey. Henry, here's Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens jersey. Here, Jetty, here's a retro Chicago Bulls full ensemble.
She went to an NBA game while she was there, didn't
she?
Yeah,
went to a Lakers game, saw the great LeBron James play.
There's a gift shop in the stadium, isn't there, where you could make a purchase?
I reckon there's merchandise shops galore inside Staples Center or whatever it's called now. I think it's Crypto Arena.
Crypto Arena, yeah.
What I got from that trip. Now, don't forget, this is coming off a zero present Father's Day.
Mm.
I got a pack of cards clearly purchased from the airport on her way home.
And she said to you, oh, this is your Father's Day gift.
Father's Day gift and also a trip overseas holiday gift.
Hey, airport gift shop is still a shop.
So here's my question, and I want to ask everybody, not just you two, please, anyone who's listening right now, in return for what Dodzy did for me, this coming Mother's Day, should I just go and buy something from an airport shop?
Now that's petty.
Do you have to book a flight to be able to do it? Because that is really petty. If you're willing to pay for a flight to be able to get access to the gift shop.
Not take the flight just so I can go and buy something from the gift shop. Should I be that petty and that pathetic and do that?
Hang on.
Or should I do something else?
So we're obviously not driving to Tullamarine, so you're suggesting that you'll get in the car, you'll drive to Avalon.
Yes, we have a magnificent airport on our doorstep.
You'll go through security.
Yes.
And go to the shop and pick something for her for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Brilliant. I love that. Do it.
As long as...
100%.
No, that's just you two. As long as people call in and tell me that's what I should do. 52-232-955.
Yes.
I'm only doing it if I have the support of our wonderful listeners.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've got Mark on the line from Winch. Morning, Mark.
Morning, how are we all? If I was you, Cameron, I'd head to Avalon, mate.
What should he get for her?
Oh, maybe grab two little things from there.
Like a pack of Mentos, a pack of Extra and some Tic Tacs or something like that?
Well, Tic Tacs might be over the top, mate.
Fair play, Mark.
All right, good stuff, Mark.
Damien in Charlemont, you want to weigh in. Should Lingy go to the Avalon Airport and get Dodzy a gift from the airport for Mother's Day?
Absolutely.
Ah, yes.
Spot on.
Any suggestions on what he should grab while he's there?
Maybe a neck pillow and some flippers.
Yeah, neck pillow, that's what I was going to say. Ripper. Ripper, all right. We've got Terry from Herne Hill. Terry, you're live on air. Good morning. Yep. What do you think Lingy should do?
Oh, definitely go to the airport. Absolutely.
Oh,
he should just. How about this? A packet, a deck of. Since he got she got Lee some cards.
Yeah.
How about this one? A pack of playing cards.
Right.
Nice.
Just return the favour.
Welcome to Geelong.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, Geelong. Or like a magnet or something.
Now.
Yeah, like the 12 apostles or something like that, just down the coast.
That's been three for three. Three men. Okay. We've got a Krista from Cario on the phone to wrap this up. A Krista, what say you?
Yep. No, don't do it. You've got to be the bigger person.
Oh.
So you've got to get her something really nice and then she'll feel really guilty about it.
Yeah, brownie points.
You're being the voice of reason, Krista.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, Krista, if Dodsy is with you right now, just press the button because we can get you out of that situation.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're under duress.
You need a safe word.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
My phone has been buzzing. I have three unread messages from my wife, Dodsy.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to read them.
Can I read them? Can we read them live on air? We'll censor them.
Yeah.
No.
Go on, you can trust us.
Can I?
No.
Because I am suggesting that I will deliver the height of pettiness and go to Avalon Airport. I'll go to the gift shop there, some fantastic. I'm sure they got a great range.
Yeah.
And get a Mother's Day present for her from there because, well, that's what she did for me for Father's Day and an overseas trip. I got a pack of cards.
Yeah, from the airport gift shop.
Yep.
Heavy pettiness at the Ling household. we've had people call up in support of you. We had one caller that said you should take the high road and get her something amazing so then you have leverage in the relationship, which I mean, I don't hate the tactic, but I also think will not work. Knowing your relationship, I don't think it'll work.
No, I don't hate the tactic. I just hate the effort involved.
It's more effort to go to the airport, go through security and into the
gift
shop. I think it is, but we'll find out. Roxy from Cario, wrap this one up for us. Should Lingy actually get a Mother's Day gift for Dodsy or just go to the airport gift shop?
Well, I reckon you should go all out. Like, make it so obvious that he's gone all out just to make her feel absolutely horrible that she got him a pack of cards for his for Father's Day and for the overseas trip. Like, give her a spa day, candles, wine, whatever. Go all out and make her feel terrible.
I thought you meant like the three magazines for two deal, a bottle of water, Mentos.
A packet of lollies and a bottle of water or something. So like a big, beautiful, glorious FU. Is that what you're suggesting there,
yep,
Roxy?
Basically, yep. Okay. Yep. Biggest FU you could do.
Happy Mother's Day. I reckon you're not doing that. And you know what I reckon? I reckon we're going to Avalon this morning, Lingy. Can we come with you?
Straight in the car.
Brilliant.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We have opened a packet of retro party mix each. Because I have beef with Alan's on Sunday. I was tucking into a packet in the car and discovered that 8 out of my first 11 lollies pulled out of the bag were in fact milk bottles, which are a garbage trash lolly.
Yes. Sing it, sister.
Mm. And you wanted to know, is that just a one-off fluke or is that something that Alan's is now doing? They're just trying to dump excess milk bottles into your bag of lollies. Mm. So we've got a bag each. We've separated them. It's been interesting to watch how we've all gone about the sorting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And who's cracked it with what particular combination?
Yeah.
You've spelled out a word with your Oh, you can't say that, well, Cameron. That's offensive.
I got my calculator out and worked out the percentages.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. All right, hero.
Okay.
He's a math magician. Okay, well, so let me start.
Yeah.
I'll start by saying of my packet, I got 6 milk bottles. So not the amount that I had last time because I had 8 and then I had a couple of others later on. So there would have at least been 10 in my last packet. Mm. I can't tell you what percentage.
No, I had 44 lollies in total and only 4 of those were milk bottles, so 9%.
And I only had 3 milk bottles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I reckon you just got unlucky, Tom.
Maybe I had – well, this is what I was trying to establish, I got unlucky.
I don't know if you found this, Thomas. I feel that they filled your previous bag full of milk bottles.
Mm.
Have they filled this current bag full of something else?
There is an over-proliferation of
– good word.
Cola. bottles, which I don't hate, actually. I don't mind that gear.
Yeah. So this is leading to a discussion, a further discussion. What? Why can't they just evenly distribute lollies per bag? So you've got a, what do you say, an over-proliferation of cola bottles?
How many?
I've got 4, 8, 11.
I've got 11 as well.
Okay, and I've got 2. That.
You've got 2?
Two cola bottles.
Coke bottles, the cola bottles, absolute garbage too.
No, I like them.
No, waste of
how
my time.
How many teeth have you got?
Yeah, teeth.
Waste of my time.
How many teeth have
the
you got?
I've got 4 teeth.
I've got 1 tooth.
I've got 1 teeth, but that's okay because teeth are the worst ones. They're even worse than milk bottles.
I know. Look, my plate is disgusting.
Yeah, that is.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
That is a
good
garbage
stuff.
Bag.
Check us out on Facebook Live at the moment.
18% of my bag of lollies are made up of those red lips. Or whatever they are.
Okay, I only got 3. How many is 18%?
8 of them.
Oh, you got 8 lips.
Yeah.
And I got 7.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
So you've said that teeth are garbage, cola bottles are garbage, milk bottles are garbage. I think lips are absolute garbage. Yeah. Those little red raspberries are garbage.
No, they're not.
Yeah, those orange, what are they, like little...
The little jelly babies, I think.
Jelly baby things. Yeah. They are complete garbage.
Yeah.
The yellow little bears, garbage.
They're garbage.
Alan's retro mix.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Absolute garbage.
All good people.
No, not good people. On the back, it says here, pineapples. That's what they advertise as the first one in the mix to get people excited.
How many pineapples did you get?
How many pineapples did you get?
I got 4.
I got 1.
I got 4.
1. What a rip-off. Rip-off merchants. Take him down, Tom. Take him down.
It's definitely lazy packing. That's for sure.
Very lazy.
It's a very scattershot approach.
You've broken.
Kind of what we do for this show.
You've broken the industry. Thank you for bringing light to this.
Now, everybody, pour all your lollies onto one plate because I will be eating them for breakfast.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.